Now we're told here, and I drop down now in verse 8, now in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land. Now notice, he was 8 years when he began. Now he's reigned 18 years, which means that he had 18 to 8. He's 26 years old. He purged the land and the house. He sent Shaphan the son of Azaliah and Maaseiah, the governor of the city, and Joah the son of Joahaz, the recorder, to repair the house of the Lord his God. And again, it fell into disrepair under old Manasseh, his grandfather, and Amon, his father. And when they came to Hilkiah, the high priest, they delivered the money that was brought the house of God, which the Levites that kept the doors had gathered of the hand of Manasseh and Ephraim. Now this is the tribes, and of all the remnant of Israel, and of all Judah and Benjamin, and they returned to Jerusalem. Now you'll find that actually some of these tribes that had been taken into captivity that are called the lost tribes, they sure weren't lost here because they're sending money in. And when you get money from someone, they're sure not lost. It's been my experience, by the way. Now we're told that the house of God was repaired. And notice what happened. Verse 14, and when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. Now, you see, there weren't many copies. King had a copy. Priests had a copy. Might have been a few others around. But the word of God had been lost at this time. And Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan. And Shaphan carried the book to the king and brought the king word back again, saying, all that was committed to thy servants, they do it. And they've gathered together money that was found in the house of the Lord. They delivered it into the hand of the overseers, to the hand of the workmen. Now notice what's going to happen. And somebody's going to say, well, this is just right down your alley. Sure is. And it's not really down my alley. I believe this is God's alley that he wants us to go down. It's the reason I'm trying to go down it. Will you listen very carefully? Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah and Ahikam the son of Shaphan and Abdon the son of Micah and Shaphan the scribe and Asaiah, a servant of the king, saying, go inquire of the Lord for me and for them that are left in Israel and in Judah concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out upon us because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do after all that's written in this book. Now you see, a return to the word of God, that brings revival. And nothing else will bring revival. Now, we have not seen revival in our day. And the reason is simple in my book. And that is, the church has neglected the word of God. We've tried gimmicks. We've tried everything known. They try this new music today. I don't think any of these things are going to bring revival but the word of God. Now, all kinds of methods are being adopted today. And nothing is happening as far as they are concerned. It doesn't come that way. It comes when the Spirit of God in a sovereign way moves in, when people return to the Word of God and find out what God has to say. That is what we need today. Now, they read in the book of the law. They lost it. And how can you have revival like that?